And thus, the first man of the Pequod that mounted the mast to look out for the white whale on the white whale's own peculiar ground, that man was swallowed up in the deep. But few, perhaps, thought of that at the time. Indeed, in some sort, they were not grieved at this event, at least as a portent, for they regarded it not as a foreshadowing of evil in the future, but as the fulfillment of an evil already presaged. They declared that now they knew the reason of those wild shrieks they had heard the night before. But again the old Manxman said nay. The lost life-buoy was now to be replaced. Starbuck was directed to see to it. But as no cask of sufficient lightness could be found, and as, in the feverish eagerness of what seemed the approaching crisis of the voyage, all hands were impatient of any toil but what was directly connected with its final end, whatever that might prove to be, therefore they were going to leave the ship's stern unprovided with a buoy, when by certain strange signs and innuendos, Queequeg hinted a hint concerning his coffin. "A life-buoy of a coffin!" cried Starbuck, starting. "Rather queer, that, I should say," said Stubb. "It'll make a good enough one," said Flask. "The carpenter here can arrange it easily.